The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day.
Says you.
Yeah.
Who said?
Holding my socks.
Who said? Somebody said. Molly Pitcher said that. And Rich McFadden together on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday, the 13th of October, a couple of days away from the middle of the month already. The Ides of October are this week.
My brother's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. Yeah. I saw you posted a picture of him.
I did.
He looks like he could stand to go on a little bit of a...
Oh, yeah. Officer Ron?
Yeah.
He's packed in a couple extra donuts for sure.
I haven't seen him since your father's service. Get a little bit here and a little bit there.
Hey, when you stop chasing the bad guys on the street, that's what happens.
Yes, apparently.
He's in a school now, so he walks everywhere.
All right, so let's see where we can walk and not have to run when it comes to the information, things that have happened over the weekend, what's good, what's bad, what's worth our attention, we want to spend more time on Ebola. Well, there are people who have been trying to figure out what led to the infection of the hospital worker, the Ebola infection. It was a breach of protocol.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
That's a nice way of putting it. At the hospital where that Ebola victim was treated before he died. And now there's an infection to report. Healthcare worker, health officials pretty upset or concerned about it. There's Ebola screening that has started at JFK. We had four or five other airports. Still not enough for my... I think this is weak. It shows no leadership. There is no reason in the world to let anybody into this country. Never mind when they get here, we're going to check them out. Not let them on a plane. Not let them out of the country.
Their excuse for cutting off all travel between these countries is that it would hurt our ability to get into the countries to help them.
Who said that?
Who was it? The CDC guy.
Yeah. Does that make any sense to you?
I don't care.
Well.
You know what? Rent a private plane to get in there if you have to. Shut everything down.
You know what really galls me, though? This is the side of this thing that makes me nuts. And Kenny, I'm going to ask
Tom
you.
Tom Friedman, sorry.
Friedman, yeah, Drake, yeah. So the relatives of this guy who died,
Tom Eric Duncan.
Duncan, right, have blamed our country and... denounced the treatment that he received, denounced the treatment they got. You damn you. Who the hell are these people? They got upset because he was cremated without their knowledge. Or they're very, you know what? Who gives a crap?
No, he wasn't. He was not cremated without their knowledge. I heard about it on the news.
Yeah.
Well, how did they not know about it?
They didn't know about it until after it happened.
Too bad.
They said he wasn't given, he was given substandard treatment because he was black. This is Jesse Jackson stirring this one up.
And not all of his family says that. His ex-wife doesn't agree. His ex-wife was thanking the community for, I think it's just his brother who's saying this.
Jonathan Weeks, a nephew, said... that the his uncle had been handled poorly, unfairly, and an injustice was done. This is how race relations get into the state that they're in. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Or you may certainly be encouraged, in fact. Go to social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. So what are people saying about either the death of Mr. Duncan or, in general, the Ebola situation, Kenny?
Billy says the CDC had criticized for blaming nurses' Ebola infection on protocol breach. Sounds like the same thing that happened with the IRS and Benghazi and on and on and on.
Yeah, okay. There's room for criticism here. But the fact that this guy lied, that for me anyway, that changes the game. He lied on his, he came over here, he had no business coming over here. He wasn't, whether he was a smart guy or he wasn't a smart guy, a devious guy or not devious, he still came here and he got in the country because he lied on the form. You'll find no support for the government from me here. And I don't even know that the hospital, the woman who, or whoever did the initial screening of him and didn't catch that he had it, that's not good either. But, you know, the fact that he was...
Oh, this hospital is in big trouble. I mean, not only did they have the breach of protocol that got this nurse sick, but they were the ones who let him go. And they need somebody boots on the ground here at this hospital. Because obviously... The head of the National Nurses Association...
Why do you say they need somebody boots on the ground in the hospital? What's that got to do with anything?
Obviously, the hospital doesn't know what to look for.
Well, they shouldn't be involved in it. This is not something, you don't just walk in the door of any hospital. It isn't like there was an epidemic and everybody, there should be specialized units at a unit, like Parkland Hospital is where they eventually, I think, brought him. And didn't he die there?
That I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think everybody should be prepared. No.
The National Nurses Association head is coming out saying that 75% or 80% of their nurses have no information on how to treat incoming patients who could have Ebola-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that's yeah. Part of what's behind there's all this criticism because the hospital treated Duncan differently than the people who have been flown back from Liberia who have it. And the problem is this hospital in Texas didn't know. He came in off the street.
Yeah.
All the other places where people have been flown back, they knew that these people were coming and they could be prepared that they had Ebola patients coming in. Mm-hmm. But this hospital in Texas had no idea. He just walked in off the street. Mm-hmm. They weren't prepared for it.
So were they supposed to be prepared for it? Is that the idea?
No, I don't think they could be. No.
Prepared in that we need some special medications, special doctors, get them over here now.
Yeah.
And they're there by the time the patient shows up.
Paul's in El Paso listening to KTSM. Paul, you have some thoughts on your mind, please.
Yeah, I read something earlier tonight. It really scared me. A patient with the Marburg virus disease was located in Uganda. I don't know if you're familiar with Marburg. The book, The Hot Zone, came out in the 90s. It's an offshoot of Ebola, but it's more contagious and more deadly. And the source I read it from was pretty... I don't know if I can mention the source.
Why not?
But oh, sure. It's on globalsecurity.org. And what really scares me is that it's on the opposite side of Africa. It's not in this cluster.
Why does it scare? Why does it scare you if it's in Africa?
Well, it's already appeared in Europe and the U.S., and I read an Army Intel medical report that if there's a large Ebola outbreak in South or Central America, we could expect 1 million a month trying to cross the border. I'm an EMT with the Border Patrol, and I don't know. It just concerns me. I don't know if that's something you want to look at or not, but it's the Marburg virus in Uganda.
All right, we'll take a look. Thank you, Paul. 888-302-3684. There has been a patient in Massachusetts.
We just had a call from Louisiana saying that they are trying to ship the cremated remains of Eric Duncan to Louisiana for some reason, and the governor of Louisiana is trying to keep the remains from coming there from Dallas.
Once it's burned up, it's burned up. I mean,
you would think.
What's in the fireplace?
You would hope.
There is a patient who's been isolated for Ebola-like symptoms in a hospital in Braintree, Massachusetts, about 24 miles from me. Does that mean I'm going to get it? Does that mean the world is...
You've got to get out of there.
Yeah. All right, Rich, I'll see you.
Come on down to D.C. Nothing can happen
No,
here.
Of course not.
It's going to be safe.
All right, Kenny, what other comments do you have?
Let's see. Monica says, am I the only one that thinks Ebola was government created for population control and that they already have a cure for it? They're just waiting.
Oh, yeah. The tinfoil hats are coming out now.
All right. Well,
I've heard stuff like that.
Yeah. So these cases here, how would you describe the way the U.S. is handling? Are they scrambling? Is that a word do you use for this? More Ebola cases here at home? 888-30. All right, one more, Kenny.
Ron says, and we get one of these comments.
888-302-3684.
Ron says Ebola only seemed to really get terrifying when people who could speak English started to get it.
Mm-hmm. The World Health Organization estimates 8,300 people have contracted Ebola during the outbreak. 4,000 in that vicinity have died. So about 100 a day are dying one way or the other. All right, so there is much to be learned, a lot of talk. Is it irresponsible, some of it? Yes. Is it going to get down to personalities? Yes. Finger pointing? Yes. All of that sort of thing. But do you have to worry? The more prepared people are, the more prepared you are in the event that something comes into your world, and how to handle it, the better off everybody will be. So more reading and understanding what the safety net is, probably in order. 888-302-3684. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time. I think we've brought people up to date, don't you? You two guys agree that we're sort of up to date?
I think we know where we are.
All right. Do you know how much in terms of the value of, this is a big one for you, Richie, catfish. What's the content of the kind of omega-3s that are really good for you? You know how much there is?
I think catfish is a pretty oily fish, right?
It is, in fact. Yeah, right. Bass is better, though. Bass, I'm looking at a list of fish. Bass, catfish, cod, crab, fish sticks.
Mrs. Pauls, how much fish oil do I get if I eat
You get about 72 milligrams of EPA in fish sticks. Well, when you consider that you get about 117 milligrams in clams. Let's see here. What else? Bass, 184 milligrams. Atlantic cod doesn't have much in it at all. 3 milligrams.
Really?
Yeah, not good at all. Haddock is pretty good. 65 milligrams. Herring, kippered herring is 825 milligrams. Yeah, that stuff. That really has it. And so does mackerel is good for you.
Where's flounder? Not so flounder.
Pollock doesn't have much in it. Flounder. Let's see. Flounder has... flounder has 207 milligrams.
I have 800 marbles, please.
Yeah.
And then
salmon has 349 milligrams. Good for the sardines, 520.
Now, what happens if I take a fish oil supplement like Omax 3?
You have about 16 times that amount in each of those capsules. Thanks for asking. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is what Richie is talking about. Developed by doctors for you because the potency and purity are as good as they are. This is getting national recognition. News media looking at studies of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and the use of omega-3s, more specifically, compared to krill oil. Krill oil is something that has, that's why I was looking at this chart to see how it compares. Krill oil is one of those items that comes from shellfish, for the most part. And like oysters have 312 milligrams of EPA in them. That's good, but not anywhere near as good as Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 content with every capsule. It'll lower your triglycerides, sharpen your mood and your memory. So don't take the other brands because they only have about half the omega-3 content that Omax 3 Ultra Pure has. And so maybe I don't need to say anything else, do I? Except how do you get it? You get Omax 3 Ultra Pure by calling 800-316-7918. That's 800-316-7918. Get in on the bandwagon. Get a free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918. Or you can go to Doug4OMAX3.com. D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, number 3.com. And order Omax 3 Ultra Pure, or dial simply right now while you're thinking about it, 800-316-7918.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year,
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Jackson to me. Don't stop till you get enough. Number one song during this week in 1979. Teenagers went bananas for Michael Jackson.
Song.
He was number one 3 weeks in a row with this song. First number one hit was at age 14 when he performed Ben. Remember that?
Yep.
It was back in 1972. He had what it took and still does in terms of how the family's making money off him. As we remember, what, two or three weeks ago, the announcement of the 3D version of one of his videos. Wasn't that a couple, 3 weeks ago, seems to me?
Thriller, yeah, for next year.
For next year, a couple of hundred million more just to keep things even.
Woo!
Who does that well? Woo! 25 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally at this time we have a moment or two set aside for monologues, fun, something that'll make you smile from the late night shows. Here's something from Jimmy Fallon to get us started.
Some big news out of Washington. It is reported that President Obama may finally take executive action to shut down the prison in Guantanamo Bay, which will backfire when the old terrorists are like, we're not going out there. Those new terrorists are scary. And they're, like, they're crazy, man. I'm not messing with those. I get 4 meals a day here. I got my nails done. I like this. President Obama may close the prison in Guantanamo. When asked how he plans on letting the prisoners out, Obama said, I'm just going to replace all the guards with Secret Service agents. And they'll just wander out. They'll find their way out. This is kind of weird. This week, Obama criticized the GOP for being the party of billionaires while he was speaking at a fundraiser at a billionaire's house.
Yep, and Fallon's really been on Obama. You won't find Ellen. Rich, before we get to the Saturday Night Live stuff, Ellen joking about her Twitter status is kind of funny from last Friday.
My Twitter account has passed the Twitter account. I don't know how to explain that, but I have more followers on Twitter than Twitter itself. And I don't know. I think it means I own Twitter. Thank you all for following me and the rest of you. All right, to celebrate, I'm going to read you some tweets. These are our favorite tweets. It's our weekly Tweetly Roundup. All right. This comes from Jenny Pentland. And she says, I might only use 10% of my brain, but I use 110% of my stomach. Michael says, I really want to rent a hot air balloon, or at least a moderately attractive air balloon with a great personality.
Uh-huh. All right. And some jokes about the Nobel Prize the Pakistani teenagers were Saturday Night Live gets started.
Pakistani teenager Malala Yousafzai, who is 17, has become the youngest person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize. So a Pakistani teenager literally can change the world, while American teenagers literally can't even.
Can't what?
It's teenage speak. Can't even.
I see. All right, next one, Ebola.
Federal officials have begun screening for Ebola at New York's JFK Airport for all travelers arriving from West Africa. They're focusing on JFK because not even Ebola would go to LaGuardia.
28 after the hour.
That one's fun.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Gara LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, do the Republicans have a certain forbidding feeling about the Electoral College going forward because of demographics and policies?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Given the decline of white voters without college education and the rise of Latino voters and liberal millennials, aren't Republicans a little nervous about the Electoral College in 16 and beyond?
It doesn't worry me so much for this upcoming cycle, as Gary actually predicted that there are more Democrats in cycle
right.
This race. I'm worried about 2016. You're going to have a lot more Republicans who are up, and if the Republicans do happen to take control of the Senate this cycle, I think they could very well lose control of the Senate in two more years. So the question becomes, politics is always about addition rather than subtraction, and what the Republican Party has done a terrible job of doing in years past is finding ways to recruit more people who are non-white, who are highly educated, who are members of ethnic minority groups, women, etc., that, you know, if I were Reince Priebus sitting over in the RNC building, this would keep me up at night.
That's certainly true, although the Republicans have proven very adept at subtraction with all these voter suppression laws because they understand the realities of the situation, which is that the more people vote, the less likely they are to do very well.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Gara LaMarche.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Half the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and yours truly. What does that mean, yours truly? Anybody know what that means?
Truly.
Sign letters.
Yeah.
Really? You're mine, Richie?
Yeah.
You're mine. Truly. All mine.
I'm yours.
At least for the day. So, let's figure out what's going on today. What did you say the game was last night?
The Philadelphia Eagles just put a whooping on the New York Giants.
Yeah, I heard the Browns. Who did the Browns put? Pittsburgh or something?
I think they did. I don't know what the score of that one was. But
anyway.
The Eagles game?
Yeah.
A guy with a prosthetic leg got his leg stolen by an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
There you go. Those Eagles fans never fail to amaze me, man.
That
is a brutal place to go see a game, even if you're another Eagles fan.
Mm. That Philadelphia is not what it used to be. It's not the city of brotherly love by any stretch.
Oh, it's always been a rough place.
Yeah, I worked there for a while. WCAU didn't like it at all. Don't like.
I mean, it's a beautiful city, but
city.
Philly just has.
It is not a beautiful city. It's a lousy
city. Stay off of Broadway.
Yeah, nah.
I kind of like the history.
What, of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it had some significance in that, you know, Liberty Bell. And what happened during the early years, it was kind of like a quasi-capital. A lot of intelligent people came from there, but that's not the case now. Philadelphia is really
when I was
low end of the totem pole of American cities.
You're a Philadelphia racist, my friend.
When I was 20 years old, I went to the, Ken, what was the world concert?
Live Aid.
And I went with two really hot girls, so I drove from D.C. up to Philly. It's 2 hours away. I thought I was not going to get out of there with my life. I thought my girls were going to get stolen, and I was going to get killed and dumped on the side of the road.
Your girls were going to be stolen.
Listen to you.
It was
like Jennifer's never worried about her girls getting stolen.
I thought my women was going to get stolen.
That.
All right, so George Clooney made the news over the weekend several times. You missed conversation with Uri. George Clooney and his wife bought a house up the street from Uri in England, and now he showed up at Comic-Con in New York over the weekend.
Why would George Clooney go to Comic-Con?
That's going to be
got a movie
in.
Coming out.
Tomorrowland. Isn't he in Tomorrowland?
The Disney movie, Tomorrowland.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He plays a hermit inventor. He said the experience was larger than anything he'd ever done. Quote, "We were all over the world for this film. Hugh Laurie and I got to get in trouble in the Bahamas. It was fun. A couple of former television doctors, Laurie and Clooney. Clooney told the crowd to prolong laughter, bring on that McSteamy guy. We'll take on all those TV doctors."
Now, that's a reality show. To have doctors square off, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be. Uh-huh. He also hammed it up with references to superheroes. Since I did Batman, I've been de-invited from Comic-Con. I met Adam West and apologized.
Well, because they always say his Batman was the worst, although he looked really good in the bat suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, at any rate, we'll see how that all shakes out. But I think it's interesting how many people show up at Comic-Con and what that's become.
It's really become a huge deal.
It's so crazy. In costume and everything. Yeah. It's so fun.
Ken, when you go, Ken Kessler goes in San Diego, I want to say, do you dress up?
No. Hmm. No. But everyone else in my family does.
Okay, I was about to say, you had to think about that for a second. Yeah. Really? You've never had a Superman suit on?
No. But Lisa and the kids always do.
Really?
And I hear about it because I don't. But I just
even at their age, they dress up.
Oh, especially at their age, yes.
Really? Why? Why is that?
You're the odd man out if you don't dress up at Comic-Con, right, Ken?
Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there are tens of thousands, if not more, so many people who come into town, and it's all, and everybody is in capes and helmets and all kinds of superhero garb.
Imagine what the police have to deal with. Some guy in a cape just stole my cell phone.
The last helmet convention I went to was not Comic-Con.
Shut up.
Right. All right, so there's a story at DougSteffen.com today. Reports, in fact, of creepy clowns, speaking of all of the stuff from Comic-Con, carrying knives and weaponry, scaring people in Bakersfield, Jennifer, for the past week.
Which can be scary on its own, buddy.
Yeah, Bakersfield's not a great place. In the latest incident, a person telephoned the police department reporting a clown armed with a firearm. We've been having sightings all over town. Say the police, they range anywhere from a gun-carrying guy to knife-wielding people running up to houses dressed as clowns. What the heck is that? All of
and
us.
Clowns are kind of creepy as they are.
Some can be.
On their own anyway.
Well, how can you say that about Clarabelle?
Clowns freak my daughter out, man. Yeah. She's 7 and she is scared to death of clowns. Exactly.
You understand that with Clarabelle?
Yeah.
Who understands? I really want to understand the age of the audience, okay? Why do I do that with Clarabelle?
8883. Did she carry something like that around?
That's really. I'm really. Okay, so what's the significance? 888-302-3684.
Why? When you bring out these little reminders of how old we are.
Yeah, well, nobody gets it. Yeah, that doesn't work.
I don't remember why Clarabelle would do it, but I certainly remember that Clarabelle did that.
All right. 888-302-3684. Why did Clarabelle do that? 888-302-3.
He was mad he had a girl's name.
I'm not sure about that. All right, this is Columbus. Now, I choke on that. Most school children, government employees have the day off. It is increasingly Indigenous Peoples Day and not Columbus Day. I don't have a problem with ignoring Columbus Day. We have too many holidays. Columbus is a stupid holiday because he was a bad guy. I've been saying this for years, years. When I first started saying this, people got so angry at me. Now, they get what I'm talking about. But Indigenous Peoples Day? Why do we need Indigenous Peoples Day?
That's kind of the opposite. They want to make it the same day as Columbus Day, so it can be kind of like a you to the...
Well, it is kind of because there was a lot of pain and hurt and tragedy because of Columbus. Yeah, I buy that. But why do we have to celebrate? We have all of these different days.
Maybe we should just have one day designated for the year where we celebrate all this stuff.
Yeah, that's what, well, we have how many? After this, we have Veterans Day, which is appropriate. That's coming up next month. Then you have Thanksgiving, which is appropriate. Then you have Christmas, which is appropriate. Then you have New Year's, that's appropriate. Then you have Martin Luther King Day, that's not appropriate.
We'll put them all together.
Say what?
And then my birthday.
Oh, of course. I'm going to forget your birthday. All right. So anyway, I just think that there's...
And then President's Day.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is open for business. If you're selling something, you want to eat something, that's cool. Traffic will be a lot less difficult today, I think. Don't you think?
I don't even know. I think this is mostly government employees, and, you know, they take days off.
Kids are off. That's a big deal with traffic.
My mom goes, though, for LA Unified.
Really? Huh. There is a move around the country to ban cell phones in schools. Everybody in favor? Raise your hands.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
In most situations, there are exceptions.
Why? What's the exception?
My neighbor's 10-year-old kid just became a diabetic, and they got her a phone to be able to contact them if she's...
Why does she have to... What happened to diabetics before that cell phone?
To the nurse's office?
Go to the nurse's office. Sure.
What's wrong with that?
You can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would want my kid to be able to contact me. We have the ability to do that now. So why not do it? Why have to go through the process of trusting the school to be able to contact you when your kid can
don't
have
a direct connection? Don't you think it's okay to have the cell phone, but just keep it shut off during the day?
Yes, right.
Exactly. Things that you may or may not need to know. A woman, let's see, 15-month-old girl, mother says... This is Irvington, New Jersey, killed in her apartment with a stray bullet fired by a gang from the street. Let's see here. A woman says a man stole her family home by filing a phony deed with the city and moving in. How do you do that?
This happens in Columbia, where my wife owns property all the time.
Really?
All the time.
Really?
They pay off somebody at the city who gives them a fake deed, and then you go to court for 6 months and spend whatever amount of money proving that the house was yours.
Guilty until proven.
It's unbelievable.
It really, yeah. Prosecutors in New Jersey are considering trying those who were charged in the high school football hazings as an adult. Yes? Yes. Yes, Richie? No?
Trying? Yes.
Trying them as adults. Jennifer, yes or no?
Yeah, they're high schoolers, right?
Yep. Kenny?
You bet.
All right.
There's no question. They knew that was wrong.
Yeah. Speaking of stealing things, woman walking around in... Have you ever been to Greenwich Village in New York?
Sure.
Yes, love it.
Okay. So, over the weekend, a man was arrested for stealing the sneakers off of the feet of a woman.
What?
In Greenwich, taking
her
shoes
off. What was
she
doing?
Philly still takes Topkick there, stealing a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, right. That's why I brought it up. I saw that. That's the only reason I brought it up.
You're right, okay.
888-302-3684.
Like Little League.
Let's see.
It is. Man, he just stole shoes. I got a whole leg.
Mike's in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
I'm doing fine.
All right, so tell me about... That.
It's because he couldn't talk.
He could not talk. No, that's Captain Kangaroo. Well, Captain Kangaroo was the person who played Clarabelle was Captain Kangaroo. Same person.
Right, exactly.
You remember that? Bob Keeshan was Clarabelle on the old Howdy Doody show, and then he became Captain Kangaroo. Did you know that, Mike?
I did.
You did? Boy, you're a smart cookie. All right, shall we give him one of our, what do we have, Richie? Did you have something you wanted to give to people to put something on a list of something?
I'm
going to
qualify him for, I'm going to put him, give him an ACS gift bag.
All right, hold on just a second, Mike. Thank you. Yes, sir, I don't want to belabor this, but it was a kind of a cool thing at that time. Speaking of ACS, Jennifer, your walk is this week, is it?
This Saturday, Dougie.
This Saturday, all right.
I just dusted off my tennis shoes, ready to go.
Did you really? Dusted off. So for those of you who don't know, Jennifer is working to make strides against breast cancer. She's been somebody who's been signing people up. You can sign up for this weekend's activity, whether with Jennifer or on your own.
I've got a whole
Making
good
strides
day
walked out of our... Where's your route?
My Gold Day, Good Day group
oh, you do?
Is walking with me. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, so is there a place to sign up where, specifically for you, or does everybody just go to makingstrides.walk.org? I think you can go to DougStefan.com and do
right.
the same
Text
thing.
Text the link
right?
at DougSteffen.com and then search for the Team Good Day if you can walk with me, or you can sign up and do your own team, and we can walk vicariously with each other through Instagram. We can hashtag things with Making Strides, so we can share pictures and stuff. So it's like we're all walking together.
And if you have signed up, tweet us, Facebook us, send us an email and let us know that you've signed up. Mm-hmm. And we can send you an ACS gift bag as well, and that qualifies you for a $1,500 grand prize.
Cash.
And, which you can use to fly and walk with anybody you want to, or use however you want.
Right. That's it. Tell us where you're making your own strides. Hashtag making strides. Hashtag share our spirit. So that's their, let's see, 300 different events this weekend, apparently, around the country for the American Cancer Society to help them get rid of cancer once and for all. Visit makingstrideswithgoodday.com. So three different ways, three different places for you to go to sign up. It's a good deal. Take advantage of it. 14 before the hour. This is a good day. Thank you.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TACC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Attention guys, looking to reclaim space in the bathroom? Husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the Hair to the Throne contest through October 24th, and three lucky guys will have the chance to win a bathroom renovation and the product to stock it. To enter, go to DoveMenCare.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. The Dove Men Plus Care Hair to the Throne contest is sponsored by Canopco Incorporated, DBA Unilever. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Dougs Have a Good Day program. Oscar Pistorius, the Olympic runner, could get 15 years in prison in the killing of his girlfriend. He gets sentenced today. After
or fine. How weird is that?
Right.
You're either going to get 15 years or, here, you know, give me
just give us $100 and we'll call it even.
Well, you're out of
betting
here.
He doesn't get any time. Who's betting that?
Is that what you think? I think he's going to get like 5 years.
Nah, I don't think so. But then it's just you and me with our opinions, and that's what this program is about.
It'll be fun.
Bet a nickel. Who cares about Oscar Pistorius getting sentenced today? Maybe I should ask you differently. Who cares?
It's interesting. It's OJ-esque.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Not for me. 51 at the hour on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, the people in York, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hello, York.
This is a free barbells program. Yes, barbells.
And there's a Caterpillar tractors.
No, Peoria, Illinois.
For Caterpillar. There's a Caterpillar factory there.
Is there really?
Mm-hmm. And Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Lots of stuff in York.
All right, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time on Monday, and so we bring in Shelley Palmer, first of all, to talk with you about a little-known feature, the best features, in fact, according to Shelley's research, of the new Microsoft 10. Microsoft 10. What do you know about Microsoft 10, Kenny? Anything?
It came after 9.
Better. No, it didn't come after 9. It came
there
after 8.
9.
Yeah,
there
they skipped 9 altogether because 8 was so bad,
was
they
so
didn't
bad.
Want anybody to think it was a continuation of 8.
Mm-hmm. So here we are, Mike. Well, let's check with Shelley on this one in just a moment here on Good Day.
What makes a good thing even better? How about having twice as much of it? For a limited time, Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Yes, double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, now just to make sure you heard me right, Boost Mobile is now offering double the high-speed data while dropping the price. I'm not kidding. Unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. That's lots of freaking data for not a lot of dough. Listen, you've got to get in on this double dose of data. Seriously, why pay more when you can pay less for twice as much? Hurry up. This offer will not last forever. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Offer ends 11/3/14. Boost has no annual contracts. Double the data from Boost's previous offers. Offers and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
To
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Microsoft recently unveiled Windows 10, which will soon power all of its computers, tablets, and smartphones. But Microsoft didn't show off all of the cool nooks and crannies of its new OS. Here are some of the best bits kept secret. Notifications have never been unified or prominent within Windows, but that's about to change. Dropbox, for example, has prominent pop-ups in the upper right-hand corner of the screen showing synced and updated files. Windows Explorer is also getting a Windows 10 update that makes it easier to use. And you can now easily pin your recycle bin to your taskbar, which has never been an easy task in the past. The OS also features a new home section in Explorer that displays folders you've designated as your favorites, as well as frequently used folders and recent files. Speaking of files, Windows 10 brings back the file history feature of Windows 8, which was basically like OS X's time machine for Windows. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
New fuels are being sold at gasoline filling stations in certain locations. Today, you can buy gas with 15% ethanol, 30%, or even 85%. But these ethanol fuel blends are not best for your mower, chainsaw, or generator. I'm Chris Kaiser, president of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, to remind you to look before you pump. Only use gasoline that is E10 or less in your small engine equipment to keep it running strong. Get more information at lookbeforeyoupump.com.
Bring you more information at DougStephan.com today. The story of Snapchat being blaming some third-party software apps for security lapses that may have led to users' private photos being at risk of showing up online from hackers. A file containing at least 100,000 Snapchat photos has been collected by hackers who were prepared to publish them online, according to a report on a Business Insider blog. Snapchat lets users send photos and videos that supposedly disappear, like at the beginning of Mission Impossible.
That's why they use it.
People think it's super safe because they can send a flash and it'll be gone.
So apparently that's not the case.
Well, it is with Snapchat, but then there's been third-party apps that let you save the picture that was sent to you.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to the person who sent it. And now somebody's gotten a hold of that file. And the big deal here is that this is popular with kids 12 to 17.
Really?
So a lot of these photos are of underage kids.
Oh, great.
And so the people that have stolen the files could be in big, big trouble with the FBI.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a story that you might want to check out. Lots of news and information, as usual, posted every day from today's show at DougStephan.com, including the poll today. Do you use Snapchat? You want to check that out and let us know.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.